Welcome and thank you for joining us on Track Record's weekly risk call on 25th October. With us today is V, our CIO and founder, and Delroy, our ex-student and now a proprietary trader.
Hey, hi, Delroy. How's it going for you?
Hey, afternoon, V. Good, good. So yeah, this week has been interesting, right? We had Japanese elections over the weekend, and Abe has a fresh and strong mandate.
Yep, super
And
majority.
yep, exactly, more than two-thirds. So we started the week opening up very firm in risk assets. So things like the Nikkei, and even so after that, other global equities got a drag up. So dollar yen is trading very firmly as well. We've yet to, I mean, what surprises me is we have US yields above 2.4%, but yet dollar yen is a bit slow, right, to get up to the local high at 114.50 sort. But apart from that, generally risk is trading extremely well. And everything in the world is not really concerned about previous things that we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, North Korea seems to have gone quiet, right? Catalonia risk is not being priced at all now, right? I mean, not at all, but it's being ignored for now, right? The uncertainties. Euro trades quite well relative to the dollar when everything else is quite weak. What you mentioned about the Japanese elections is important. Nikkei has come up quite a long way since early September. It's had quite a run up, and today is the first day in some time since it's tried higher and closing, I guess now, as of now, it's closing lower on the day. So maybe there's going to be some take profits, some retracements, but I would think that it will be a good buy around, around 21,000 level. I think eventually Abe will exert his authority and implement more policies that will be positive for the markets, also for a weaker yen. On the risk events, I guess tonight we have Bank of Canada. Tomorrow we have ECB. Those are quite important events. We have to watch out for what the central bank says. I guess people are expecting ECB to be talking about their tapering plans. ECB will tend to be slower than people hope for, but I think you differ in that assessment, right? You think maybe.
Yeah, I haven't really traded euro for a while, right? Most of the time, if I do have a position in euro or exposure in euro, it's typically displayed through euro sterling. And I just reckon that we can get a constructive price action, I mean constructive like reaction out of this, right? So even if, of course, my trading horizon is not so much over key events, just solely over key events, right? If we I'll have some I think I'm going to have a long euro sterling position through ECB tomorrow. I will not have a big one. The position will be something manageable. If we do go lower, I intend to buy at even lower levels, right? Of course, the stop out to me would be if we do get below 88 figure sort, so it's about 150 pips away. I just think that the fundamentals are very compelling, and I think Brexit in general is a bad thing, right? There I've read some polls, sentiment polls, that Brexit has, yeah, I mean once in a while we'll get some knee-jerk reaction that is good. Theresa May is getting a very strong mandate, blah blah blah. But if you ask the people on the street, most of the people reckon that it has been disastrous so far. We have no real consolidation of efforts, or and the perspective in general hasn't been too good or well received per se. So with this in mind, I have always been erring on the side of a euro sterling upward move. Although I did trade a short over Carney's commentaries. I think this was about a month ago. Generally, that said, I maintain
Yeah,
a
I
firm
think
view.
I agree with you. I think Brexit is a bad thing over the long term, especially now that they still cannot have a coherent policy as how the Brexit is going to be implemented, right? So yeah, I think you're right in that sense. But what you mentioned about the US yields is quite interesting, right? It's at new recent highs, and dollar is a key level. I think on the dollar index too, something to watch out for. I think for now, I still stay to my core positions where I am long euro against Swiss, long S&P, but I'm long dollars as well versus euro sterling. I hit my target earlier this week, and I'm looking to sell sterling on rallies. But having said that, I think what's interesting on the macro front is that the candidates for the Fed governor to replace Yellen is coming to quite the last few last week now. I think the front runners are Powell, Yellen, and Taylor. Yesterday, Trump had lunch with the Senate Republicans and he asked for a show of hand of who they supported.
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh, right? But it seems so far the person with the most support is Taylor, and he's expected to be hawkish or at least no more dovish than Yellen is right now, right? So the Fed going forward will either be what the current makeup is, you know, that they are telling markets that they are going to do more than market is pricing, or even more, which is, I think, Taylor. So I think that's quite important. We have to watch out for this. And on Kiwi, I think Kiwi is a sell on rally. I think the policies that will be implemented by this new government is going to bring a lot of changes to the markets in the way that RBNZ manages the currency versus their interest rate policies as well. So for now, I would say that if there's any strengths, any pullbacks, right, I would be looking to sell Kiwi. Today's Australian CPI is quite weak.
Yeah, such a disappointment. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's not good for Aussie Kiwi position. But I think that is quite important, right, because that's the one thing that can make RBA become hawkish is stronger than expected CPI inflation is always a worry. But now it looks like, you know, they're right, they can be patient. So that should be bad for the currency for some time. What other things do you have? Other things that you're keeping an eye on?
Yeah, so Aussie Kiwi, right, I generally want to trade from the long side as well. So my approach to this kind of like not so common crosses, right, Aussie Kiwi, Euro Sterling, it's I have a view for a very long horizon. And then I will try to trade around it. So Aussie Kiwi, to me, if we don't get below 110 again, it will be a buy on dips as well. So I agree with you entirely about the Kiwi fundamental story. And I like the fact that they are actually quoting MAS, right, about how they're going to manage the currency basket. So for Aussie, right, I mean, it's Aussie CPI today. It's just weird, right? Generally, I've done some regression study on it before. They track Kiwi inflation quite well. So we had a very good Kiwi print. I was thinking Aussie print would be okay, but we get this disappointment. But nonetheless, it will be an opportunity to load up even more at the bottom, right? The next level I would look to buy, hopefully about 1.115 sort, if you want to be more precise, 1.113, that area. So we'll see how it goes.
The Chinese government's the twice a decade meeting is coming to an end this week, right? Xi Jinping has come out basically most likely the most powerful man alive now. He's managed to put his name into the constitution. Xi Jinping's thoughts on socialism or with Chinese characteristics for a new era. That's the policy, right? Guiding principle for the party. I think that is very important for macro going forward in that there is no political uncertainty. There is no question about succession as long as it's in power, right? I think he's going to be very firmly guiding policy going forward, and that should be very bullish for Chinese macro, and in turn it's very good for Asia because there's stability around the region. Having said that, I think one of the things that markets continue to dismiss is the strong stocks, right? Stocks are strong, not just in the US, quite a other indices, Nikkei, Kospi, they're all doing really well. All around the world, stocks are starting to trade much better than people expect. There's, of course, lots of naysayers. You mentioned a few earlier this week as well. I think this, of course, I'm going to sound like a broken record for months now. I think this will continue, this trend will continue, stocks will continue to do well. If you look, we are more than halfway through the US earnings seasons, and most of the reports have been quite very, very positive. They have surprised not just on the revenues momentum front, but also on the guidance for the next quarter as well. So I think this is a story that's driven by fundamentals as well as liquidity in the system. I guess that's it. Do you have anything to add?
Starting from the weekend, actually, I've been reading some commentaries about indicators of the exuberance we have in risk assets and stocks, for example. So there was this hedge fund, they commented about the Shiller ratio. So this is by the Shiller ratio is by this very famous economist out of Yale University, Robert Shiller. So his indicators are showing massive exuberance in equities, in the US equities at the moment. So this hedge fund made a commentary and it's been circulated amongst the buy side. That's one. And then Goldman gave an independent but similar perspective on Monday. And then Citibank has their very famous proprietary surprise index. And it's also showing like a local high in terms of how the market has out-surprised or outperformed so far. But Citi didn't really exactly say about mean reversion, but some market participants were quick to comment that whatever Citi is publishing would mean that there will be a mean reversion price action coming soon.
Right.
Because okay. These kind of things don't stay elevated all the time.
Right. Yeah. Oh well. Anyway, it's good to have doubters around. That's what makes a strong bull market. All right. I think that's it. I would continue to embrace the same themes until any economic figures that shows the contrary, but you know most of the economic indicators so far have been showing that the story remains intact. Economy is doing well, inflation is benign. Let's just keep to the path and ride the trend. All right, thanks Delroy. I'll talk to you again soon.
No problem. Okay, see ya. Okay,
bye
bye.
Bye bye.